You're listening to Arrow FM 92.7 FM. My name is Lucy Cooper, and today I'm delighted to be speaking to a very special guest. It's Luke Buda, one of the frontmen of the iconic New Zealand band, the Phoenix Foundation. Hello, Luke.
Hi, Lucy. How are you going?
I'm good. It really is a thrill to have you with us at the station today. You've just released your new EP, Tom's Lunch, and it's only a year since the release of your fantastic double album, Fandango, which was kind of April last year, wasn't it?
Yep.
So what prompted you to get underway with a new EP so quickly?
Well, there are many reasons. I mean, for one thing, you know, being a band in New Zealand, there's only so much touring you can do. I mean, I think these days we try and stick to basically one tour a year of New Zealand, maybe two, and a few summer festivals. And I suppose you just kind of want to keep busy, you know? You want to keep the flow on. You want to sort of feel like you're earning your, you know, right to call yourself a musician, I suppose. It's the way I feel about it anyway. I'm like, well, if I'm going to be a musician, I may as well be working on music a lot, despite the cliche surrounding musicians being a lazy bunch of stoners who play PlayStation. That's not, you know, we're just basically almost immediately after Fandango, after the tour, we did go to the UK and Europe as well, but again, that was about 4 weeks. So ultimately, once an album is finished, there, in a way, there's not really any excuse to just not get right back into it.
Right, and you've got a new drummer as well, so it's a nice time to take him out on the road.
Yeah, it is. Well, he joined the band sort of halfway through the Fandango sessions, but the thing was that Fandango was very much a studio construct album, as we were all living in sort of different towns, and it was just a very haphazard sort of a way of recording. So he was not particularly involved in the... He just kind of came in right at the end and did the drums, put the drums over the over all the tracks that we had been building over drum machine beds, right? And so he has been on tour with us. And then throughout the tour, we kind of clicked even more with him. And he definitely brought a new and fresh energy to the band. I mean, the band's been going for a long time, so in some ways, getting a new member sort of fifth album in was quite good, really, because it's someone who's got a new excitement for the band and all that. Maybe that's the good thing about being in a group, right? You see some people feel jaded, but yeah, Someone else feels excited, and that pulls you through. So he's brought a very new and vital energy to the band, and we just kind of wanted to crack on. And, you know, Fandango, 15 months we worked on that beast, 15 months. It's an 80-minute long double album. The songs are quite long on it also. And it was sort of a bit of a draining epic in some ways. And so, you know, couple that with just wanting to kind of maybe try some new directions or a bit of a fresh vibe, we just did an EP because it was quick and it was kind of like, well, let's just get it out there, yeah, and get a little bit of sort of momentum back, you know?
Starts at a cracking pace. I mean, it's like being slapped in the face, isn't it, that first track? Bob, I'm always going to get it wrong, Bob Lennon, yep. John Dylan. Oh, it's just a classic.
Hopefully it's a nice you know, kind of reflect those.
Oh, absolutely. No, I was just comparing it to Fandango, which is moody and, as you say, that epic. And then it's a real fresh bang and you're straight into the new EP. And I think it's a terrific EP. It certainly stands up to several listens all in a row.
Good.
I can tell you that.
Good. Well, that was the whole idea, basically, was to do something that, you know, Fandango, I mean, the first track, it takes about a minute and a half before it comes in. And, I mean, I like that. Don't you get me wrong. I like to have a listen to, you know, a real sort of a deep kind of an album. Say in the evening when I'm folding laundry, for example. You know, put on something like that, which is a full immersive listening experience.
Yeah.
And those tracks are, some of those tracks are now a favourite. Tracks of the band to play live. I mean, Sideways Glance especially is just turning into a live favourite because, you know, we can work our way into it and it's more of a ambitious musical journey. I'm glad to hear that that's the reaction that you got from the EP, was that it was just like a bracing, you know, like a jump into a cold river, I suppose.
Now, you've chosen to start your tour, am I right in thinking, here in Masterton?
I wish I could say yes, but we did play in Auckland last week.
Did you? Oh, those Aucklandites. Okay, well, you're the first down in the lower North Island, I suppose.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
And it's a 6-date tour, is that right?
So, 6 towns, 7 gigs.
Not bad. And you start here, it's on the 23rd Friday night at King Street Live, isn't it?
Yes, which we're all very excited about. I mean, officially it is not our first gig in Masterton, but we played in Masterton, I think it would have been maybe over 15 years ago, or maybe just about 15 years ago. And we played, that was when we were a 5-piece, we hadn't released anything yet. And we played in, I think it's like the Library Square. A friend of mine had a cafe there, and he sort of tried to organize this kind of day of gigs, and it was an absolute disaster. There was about 5 people in the square, and they were all sitting on a bench at the end of the park looking confused, and halfway through our most loud song, an elderly lady on a mobility scooter rode right up to the stage and started nodding her head as if we were playing sort of Christmas carols or something. Officially not our first gig, but just for the sake of all of our kind of, I don't know, pride, let's say this is the first one.
It's a start again, isn't it?
Yes, that's right, okay. It's taken us 15 years to get over that. No, that's not true. We always want to play more gigs as musicians.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just doesn't work out that that's actually a possibility, but you know, with the opening of King Street Live, which from what I can see on the internet and, you know, having known Warren for years, they're doing it the right way.
Yeah.
And they seem to have, you know, got already a buzz within a year of, you know, people who are loyal to the venue itself.
Yes.
And I think that's saying a lot, that people are like, it's not just a good place to see a band, they're kind of like, people seem to be proud of the venue itself, and they'll just go there because they trust that the place is going to put on a good night.
Yeah.
And I think that that says a lot about the people who are running it. You know, it's the same in Dunedin. We're playing in a very small place. We're in some ways, we don't even really fit on the stage. And I think it's like 100 people can get in there. It's called Chicks Hotel. But because the people who run the venue are great and the vibe there is great, that's where we want to go back to. Because I think, you know, a small venue, a lot of it's just about who's running it, and that will give you the whole experience and atmosphere. And as a band, you want to go back to the places where you enjoy that. So I'm looking forward to, you know, many more gigs at King Street Live, hopefully.
Oh, good.
I haven't had a gig there yet, so actually, maybe I should reserve judgment until I've actually seen the place, but, you know.
Well, I don't think we'll let you down. I think you're absolutely right. They have got a very loyal following and they've got a great presence, and people are rightly proud of the venue.
Yes.
And just the exposure to music from all over the country and abroad that we've had here as a result of King Street Live has been a real treat. So, and it's only right that you should be there on Friday, the 23rd.
Yeah.
Now, what else can people expect to hear apart from stuff off the Tom's Lunch EP? Can we hear some old favourites?
You will hear some old favourites. Some stuff from Tom's Lunch, and also we're already working on the next album, and
great.
So you'll be hearing some completely new tracks also, which, you know, we've learnt now through the years that you have to intersperse. You have to structure the set because the new stuff excites the band the most, but the hits excite the crowd the most. So we'll have a nice sort of a mixture, a mixed platter of new and old. Basically.
Brilliant. I can tell you that lots and lots of people from all over the South Wairarapa and beyond are really excited about seeing you tonight.
Oh,
23rd of May at King Street Live. And what time do you think you'll be on stage?
I think I had a look. I think about 9:45. Yeah, 9:45. There will be a support band called Golden Curtain, which is our old friend Andrew McKenzie, who used to be in a band called Grand Prix. He's from the Hawke's Bay. And yeah, we're just really looking forward to it. I think the band's playing well. And yeah, I think that people, I'm glad that people are excited. So are we.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Luke, for your time. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you, and we look forward to hearing more from the Phoenix Foundation and all of you individually as well over the coming months.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.